Last week's cattle market left some of our market specialists scratching their heads. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. One of them included Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, based out of Morton, Illinois.
Yeah, we really are, Keith. The cattle complex been pretty choppy in here. Tried to have some intraday rallies multiple times this week, and they don't really hold. A little bit of a head-scratcher because we got this June live cattle contract trading 221.60 right now, unchanged, but it's way under where the cash market is. So there's going to have to be some convergence that happens in short order here, and that could lead to some fireworks. But and maybe that's the reason for some of the reluctance in these other contracts and the feeder cattle is just sitting there seeing how expiration is going to happen on the June live cattle.
And Chip pointed out that he continues to be surprised and impressed by the poor cutout values continuing over the $120 level.
Yeah, for sure. And that, again, like the cattle side, something that's going to be long-term supportive and pretty early in the season for that to be reversing and having a huge break. So any weakness you do see may be just kind of positioning for end of the month in here. And then once we hit July, could see another renewed spurt of buying in the hog sector.
And on the grain side of things, Chip says he's been watching the stronger export business, especially for this time of year.
Yeah, Keith, they really are. I mean, at first glance, you're like, oh, there's nothing real amazing about that, especially on the corn side. But the fact that the beans are positive and for this time of year we're at on the calendar and we're selling some, like you mentioned, a flash sale this morning to Egypt, kind of telling you that maybe we're competitive again, and that's a good sign. Even though the South American Southern Hemisphere crop was massive and probably a record, we're competitive right now. And so I think that's maybe a silver lining and a bright spot for the bean complex.
We'll see how this week's markets end up as it's a holiday shortened week. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.